Hello, and thank you for your interest in attending the upcoming Incarnational Hermeneutic Workshop offered by Street Psalms. To help you prepare for this workshop, we thought it would be helpful to situate it in the broader suite of resources Street Psalms is offering and say a bit about the focus of this workshop. As you know, the Street Psalms Seminary hosts the Incarnational Leadership Program. There are 5 workshops that make up the core track of this program. Each workshop is connected to one of the 5 chapters in the book See, Do, Be Free, written by the Street Psalms community. These core workshops are designed to help cultivate leaders with ways of seeing, doing, and being that free them to love and serve in the shape of what we call a community in mission. In our first workshop, we featured the practical ecclesiology that Jesus modeled for his disciples and missioned into being. Jesus referred to this gathering as the ecclesia, or church, which is a sign of God's love at work in the world. It is an unusual gathering of people that exists for those who are not members of it. We refer to this as a community in mission. In this workshop, we will focus on one of the most vital tasks of a community in mission, hermeneutics, the creative work of interpretation. The central question we are asking in this workshop is, how do we interpret God at work in the world and faithfully bear witness to that story? To that end, we will explore Jesus' hermeneutical practice, his way of seeing God, reading scripture, and making sense of life itself, especially with those who have suffered. We often refer to this as doing theology from below. It reveals the good news of God's solidarity with the scapegoated victims of history. Dietrich Bonhoeffer spoke to this interpretive approach beautifully when he said, "We have for once learned to see the great events of history from below, through the perspective of the barred, the suspects, the badly treated, the powerless, the oppressed, the scoffed. In short, the perspective of those who suffer." Jesus models this hermeneutical approach, and in doing so, he reveals 2 fundamental assumptions. First, that God, reality, and even scripture itself are not self-evident. They must be interpreted. Second, that humans are interpretive creatures. The implications of this are significant. For example, as interpretive creatures, we interpret reality by borrowing the eyes of others. The first set of eyes that we borrow is that of our parents, in whose regard we learn to make sense of ourselves and the world. It's their eyes that tell us who we are and what we are seeing. Their love, their fears, and ultimately their desires shape how we interpret reality. Seeing is not merely a biological function. It is a highly relational and creative act. And this brings us once again to the mimetic nature of humanity that we introduced in the content of the first workshop. Humans become human by imitating one another. But we need to be more precise. It is important to note that as mimetic creatures, we don't merely imitate the behavior of our mimetic models. We imitate their desires and the intent of those desires. This is hugely significant for the work of interpretation. It's what frees us from mimicking others in a monkey-see, monkey-do sort of way into something much more dynamic. By imitating the desires behind the behaviors, we are able to act in new and creative ways that our mimetic models hadn't even thought of. This is what makes us such amazingly skilled interpretive creatures. And we know this is true scientifically. Imagine an adult attempting to toss a ball through a hoop, but failing each time. The nearby toddler who is watching is able to recognize the intent of the adult and is able to put the ball through the hoop when given a turn. It is an imitation of desire. Now let's make a leap and apply this to Jesus as our mimetic model. Consider the fact that as a first century Jewish man, Jesus had no idea how to build a hospital or develop a public school system or create a democracy, let alone abolish slavery or dismantle the patriarchal system of his day. And yet, these are precisely the kind of creative acts that happen when we imitate Jesus' desires over time. What Jesus models, then, is not merely a fixed or formulaic hermeneutical lens which forces us to parrot Jesus' behavior and interpret reality in robotic ways. What's on offer is a living hermeneutical presence that allows us to plumb the depths of Jesus' desires and interpret reality from that place. Applying Jesus' desire to our own context in new and creative ways that Jesus never even dreamed of. This is how, according to Jesus in the Gospel of John, we can do even greater things than he. Unfortunately, when it comes to interpreting scripture, some take exception to this approach and insist that scripture, like all of reality, is self-evident and needs no interpretation. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Nothing could be further from the truth. God, reality, and most certainly scripture require interpretation, and lots of it. Naming our interpretive lenses and choosing our interpretive models is perhaps the first and most challenging of all the tasks of a community in mission. In light of that, the question we bring to the task of interpreting scripture isn't, what does the text say? But rather the question is, through whose eyes do we read the text? In this workshop, we will practice reading the text through the eyes of Jesus. We suggest that Jesus comes to us in the resurrection as the forgiving victim and gives us the intelligence of the victim, which is the Spirit who leads and guides us into all truth. In the end, Jesus not only models an interpretive method for us, but he becomes the living hermeneutical presence of God that gets us in touch with God's desires. This, in a nutshell, is the incarnational hermeneutic modeled by Jesus. And so, as we prepare for the workshop, we invite you to reread the chapter entitled Incarnational Hermeneutic in the book See, Do, Be Free. Spend some time thinking about through whose eyes you read scripture and see the world. How has that shaped you? As you consider this, we invite you to pray the prayer that precedes all others. May the real me meet the real you.